The Gemara, when it brought the Braisa, that darshan the pasuk of Ubas ish koin ki secha lizneis asavir hi mechalelas peish tisarif, had a fleeting havamina. It lasted like a second. But there was a fleeting havamina that maybe what the pasuk is saying is that a bas ish koin, that's even mechalel Shabbos, the halacha is she should be chayiv sreifa. Now the Gemara said, one second, every person that's Mechal Shabbos is Chayiv Skila, and she's going to be Chayiv Sreifa. Oh, man, Reb Shimini, who holds Sreifa Chamura, and you would have thought that maybe a Basish Koyin, that's Mechal Shabbos, her punish should be more severe. She should get Sreifa, says the Gemara. I hear. You want to tell me that maybe a Bas Koyin should get Sreifa instead of Skila, her Oynish, even for something that everyone is Muzer on, should be more Chum. And the reason is because she's a Bas Koyin. And you find Koyhanim, the Torah treats differently. Riba behem mitzvahs harbeis. Maybe even as it relates to a mitzvah that everybody has and an oynish that everybody gets, maybe her oynish is going to be more chama. But if that's the case, taina de gemara, then why isn't it only true for a bas ish koyin? It should be true for a koyin as well. So the gemara says no, koyin's different. Because I would have thought iu de ishtar yulei Shabbos legabi avoida, being that you find a koyhanim are allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's an idea of ishtari, meaning you find that the Torah was matter on some level, Shabbos, as relates to a kohen. So although the kohen is taka so chamor, and certainly as chamor as the bas kohen, if not more chamor, but could be as it relates to Shabbos, the kohen's not going to have that chumrah. And the reason is because you find the tremendous kula by a kohen as it relates to Shabbos. The kohen's allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, which involved chil Shabbos, on Shabbos. But a Froy, who's not allowed to do the Avodah, so Kamuvin, she can't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So you have the Chumrah of the fact that she's a Bas Koyin. You don't have the Kula that it's Istari Shabbos Lagaba. So maybe you would have thought that if she's Mechal Shabbos, instead of being Chayiv Skila, like Rav Shimon, she should get Sreifa. That's Chamura. Kamash Malan, that's why we needed a Drasha, Kisecha Liznois, Biznus HaKasim Adar. But without that, this would have been the Havamina in the Gemara. In other words, you find that the Torah was makel on some level when it comes to Kehanim doing the Avodah on Shabbos, but you only find it by the Scharim, you don't find it by the Nekevis. We've mentioned a few times over the years the Ha'orin Nifla from the Ilus Ephraim, who says that we know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so we don't blow shofar. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar, even Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, because of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. So the Eilus Ephraim said that there's an oimek. The oimek is that we know the Gemara says that Kol Shana, that we don't blow shofar in the beginning of the year, you're going to, loyaleinu, end up blowing shofar at the end of the year, because it's tzaris that are going to take place during the course of the year. Stating that, Tosfos says, that's only true if the reason that you're not blowing shofar is because of some oinus that happened. But if the reason that there's no tkiyah shofar is because of the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, in that case, you don't have that problem. And the Eilus Ephraim says what all the Svarim HaKdoshim say, that it's based on the fact that when the Yid doesn't blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos because of Shabbos, even though he doesn't have the schus of shofar to be melitz on his behalf, but he has the schus of Shabbos to be melitz on his behalf. And it's for that reason, although he doesn't have the tkiyah shofar, but you don't have the kol shana she'ein toikim b'tchilasim iriyim b'soifa, because Shabbos itself is an organism and Shabbos is going to protect. Someone watches Shabbos, Shabbos watches you. So you're going to end up having the shmira of the Shabbos. It said, Doilus Ephraim, the fizel dover nifla. He said that that all worked in the Gvulin, where Yidden used to keep Shabbos. But he said in the Beis HaMikdash, what kind of Shabbos was there? That Kayanim were Bavitosam. They're doing Shchites, they're doing Aktaris, they're being Mechal Shabbos. And because they're being Mechal Shabbos, so they didn't have the protection of Shabbos. There they had no choice, they had to blow shofar on Shabbos. Meaning the reason we're willing to say, Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas Pshus Arabim, and walk away from all the schools of Tkiyah Shofar, I call Shano Shein Toikah B'Tchilas Merim B'Soifah, because we know Shabbos is going to protect us. In the Mikdash, the Eilus Ephraim, he said in the Mikdash, Nishtok, what's for a Shabbos? It's not the base of Mikdash. Ke'anam doing the Avoid. Now, of course, it's Mutter L'chatchil Mahajim and Mahajim with the B'datz Hashkacha. We understand all that. Abba Thart, Abba L'mais, there's no Shabbos. Abba L'mais, there's no Shabbos. That's what the Eilus Ephraim said, but this is not the subject of the raid. There's a ha'or in the floor that Be'etzim you have to ask on this Gemara. This is Kachim 101, but we're going to talk a little Kachim now. Just one ha'or in the floor, and that is, we know that Shechita was Ksher Bazar. A Zar was allowed to do Shechita. So anytime a person brought a carbon, there were four Avodas Hadam that were done. Shechita, Kabbalah, Eilach, Azrika. The Gemara says throughout Seder Kachim, Mi Kabbalah ve'Eilach, required kahuna, but shechita itself was ksheir bazar. Not only was shechita ksheir bazar, but kol apsulin, any person that was apostle. You're not just a czar, right? You could be a czar, but you could be the god of Adar. Apostle, someone that's apostle to do the avodah, he too is allowed to do shechita. Even noshim, right? Noshim are allowed to do shechita, and they're allowed to do shechita's kachim. So lechura stelt sich the shayla. Was zok to the gemara? That there would have been a havamina that maybe a bas koyin that is mechal Shabbos is going to be nidden bisrefa hachamura aliber the Rav Shimon, whereas a koyin is going to get skila. And the reason the bas koyin's oynish for chil Shabbos is more chamer than a regular yid is because zizdach a bas koyin. And if that's the case, it should be true for a koyin as well. No, koyin is ishtiri avoida. What do you mean a bas koyin's also ishtiri avoida? A bas koyin's allowed to do the avoida. Shchita. Shchita, it's ksheira bazar, which means that shchita, it's ksheira afilu ben noshim, and they used to shecht on Shabbos. So if they used to shecht on Shabbos, then l'chayra, why is it only ishtari, avoida on Shabbos, l'klapi de kayanim, l'chayra, it's true for the bas kayin as well. L'chayra, it's a kushi atzuma. And at first glance, this gemara would seem to be a raya to a shara melech that Be'ez Hashem we spoke about so many times over the years. But just the chazer, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, this is classic raid, by the way. We'll do this very fast. Yevamos Lamed Gimel Amabez. This is tucked away in Perek Arba Achen. The Gemara says, Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, Chayev Shtayim. If a Zor does the Avodah on Shabbos, he's Chayev twice. He's Chayev Misa for a Zor doing the Avodah, and he's Chayev Misa for being Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos B'Mai. What's it talking about? What was the Avodah that he did? I B'Shchita. Did he do Shchita? Shchita B'Zor K'Sheira. Shchita's K'Sheira B'Zor. So what does it mean, Shchita K'Sheira B'Zor? Zok Te'elega Rashi, this is what we need. The Ein Kanzaros. How could you tell me that he's Chayev Shtayim? He's Chayev for Shabbos, and he's Chayev Mishum Zaros. To the extent he did Shchita, Shchita's K'Sheira B'Zor, and if Shchita's K'Sheira B'Zor, so why should he be Chayev Mishum Zaros? So to do the Sharon Melech asked on Rashi. Rashi says Shchita Bazar Ksheira ve'inkan Zorus, inkan Zorus ve'inkan Shabbos. Because to the extent that Shchita is kosher, so you're allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, so it comes out there's no Chil Shabbos either. So Vosok Rashi, if it's Shchita inkan Zorus, v'chare inkan Zorus ve'inkan Shabbos. Sharon Melech said, I see from Rashi a tremendous chiddush. I see from Rashi that even though it's true that the halach is that Avodah was doicha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only true for a Kohen. It's not going to be true for a Zar. So although Shechita K'sheira B'Zar, it would be Sunday through Friday. But on Shabbos, a Zar was not allowed to do Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's for that reason, a Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, if it was Shechita, would be Chayev Mishum Shabbos. Because there's no Ishtiri Shabbos L'Gaba. It's just in Kanzaris. And Lamais it said Chayev Shtayim. So it can't be Chayev Shtayim. But Enachinami, you see, there would be a Chil Shabbos. As long as Dr. Sharon Melch, at first glance, this Gemara would seem to be a Raya Gedoyla. It would seem to be a Raya Gedoyla to the Sharon Melech. Because, like the Sharon Melech stick in Rashi, it's true that you were allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, but only a Kohen was allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Not a Zar, not an Isha, so by Isha, it's never going to be history. Lamais, I found that the Rashash of an art on that Gemara, Yavam Islam and Gimel Amabes, he says, Ayin San Hedron and Aleph Amar Aleph, there's a Raya Barura to the Diak of the Sharon Melech. The Sharon Melech was Medaikin and Rashi, and it's Mefurish really in this Gemara. Sanhedrin enough. Now, what's the lumbus? At the end of the day, a kohen's allowed to do shechita. Zor's allowed to do shechita. If shechita is one of the avodas, and you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, so mali kohen, mali zor. Right? Dosh state in Rashi, Yavam Islam, and Gimel Amadez, and Dosh state l'chayr, and Unzer Esugya, Sanhedrin and Aleph Amaral. But at the end of the day, arva tzorech, right? What's the svara? At the end of the day, what's pshat? So we've mentioned over the years, Torah from the Rogachov and from other Gedoli Yisrael that said that even though shechita ksheira bizar, but a kubit is a fundamental difference between when a zor does a shechita versus when a kohen does a shechita. When a zor does a shechita, it's fine, because shechita lav avodahi, and as a result, Zor, even though we can't do Avodah, who cares? Shechita Avodah, it's not an Avodah. Therefore, Zor is allowed to do it. When a Kohen does Shechita, then it becomes an Avodah. Right, what was the context that we've spoken about this over the years? It's to answer the famous Kasha from the Chassam Sofer, where the Gemara says in Brachis, Lamed Aleph from the base, that Eli said that Shmuel was Chayiv Misa because he was Moir Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. Right, what was the story? Elanar Azeh Spalalti. Where was Shmuel Moir Alocha Bifnei Rabbi? So Shmuel was a little boy and he's in the Makom HaMikdash and he sees that they're looking for a Kohen to do Shechita. So Shmuel said, you're looking for a kohen to do shechita. He said, what's the big deal? Mikabal ve'elach. Shechita k'sheir bizar. So they brought him to Eli, and Eli said, what you're saying is good. But at the same time, you had no right to pask in the shayla because I'm here. You're a moir alach b'fnei rabbi. Moir alach b'fnei rabbi is chay misa. Chana said, ala nar zem is palalti. And as they say, the rest is history. So break the hilik chsam soif in a tshuva, and the Malbim asks this, and his sefer Artzachayim, and other G'dayli Yisrael asks this kasha. He says, I don't understand. We know the Rambam shita is that if a kohen wears the big day kahuna, shalei v'shas ha'avoida, he's over the Isser Kalayim, right? Because really, the big day kahuna had Kalayim in it. Now, b'shas ha'avoida, the avoida is doiched Isser Kalayim. But shalei v'shas ha'avoida, the Rambam says, he would get Malkus because of the fact that he's over the Isser Kalayim. Now, we know the Gemara says in Perek Hadar Masechta Zeirivin that even though Talmud's not allowed to be Moira Lach b'fnei Rabbi, but Lefrusha Meisura, he is allowed to be Moira Lach b'fnei Rabbi. Samakshim, ha'gedoy le'achroinim. If that's the case, why was Shmuel a Moira Lach b'fnei Rabbi to Eli? If Eli was, or if the Kohanim were of the opinion that right now we need a Kohen to do the Shechita, then Kamuvin, the Kohen was going to be wearing the Big Day Kuna. If he was going to be wearing the Big Day Kuna, he was going to be wearing Kalayim. The reality is Shechita Lav Avaydi, which means they'd be wearing the Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avaydi. If you wear the Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avaydi, Chai Malkus, which means that what Shmuel's doing is Lafrush Meisura. If it's Lafrush Meisura, there's no more Alacha B'Fnei Rabbi. Azoy Frek Devel. Teretz is, with this ray, no. It could be, if a Kohen does the Avoid Shechita, it is an Avoid. Shechita Lav Avaydi is the type you don't need a Kohen to do it. A Zar could do it. And when a Zar does it, it's Takalav Avaydi. Oh, but when the Kohen does it, this is not Priskerate, by the way. This is Rogachavarate. That when a Kohen does the Avaydi, when a Kohen does the Avaydi, then it is considered an Avaydi. If when a Kohen does the Avaydi, then it's considered an Avaydi. So Fakir, if he's wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, it's not Shalor B'Shas Avaydi. Fakir, Nistami, he has to wear the Big Day Kuhuna. And if that's the case, it's not a Lefrush Meisur, it's not my Allah B'Fenar. But either way, this is the Chiddush of the Sharam Melech, who learned it in a Rashi in Yavam Islam at Gimel Amabes, and L'Chayr, there's a very stark riot to this here in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim in an art that Hagoyin Agadol, Rab David Yoel Weiss, he says that Yesh Liyashev, this Ha'ara, maybe in two different ways. And the truth is that really it needs a little bit of a issue because the Sharm Melech's Raya was from Rashi and Yavam Islam and Gimel Amabes. He didn't bring a Raya from Sanhedrin, Dafnun Aleph, Amar Aleph. I mean, to me, the Raya jumps off the page, right? So there's a very stark Raya. You can't miss this Raya if you know the Sharm Melech. But the point is he didn't bring a Raya from Ar Sukkah. He brought a Raya from Yavam Islam and Gimel Amabes. So he said that the emes is Yesh Li Yashiv Bebezoi Fanim. The first, and this is Mefurish in the Avnei Nezer. And this is in Shaios Hachuvas Avnei Nezer. It's in Eure Chaim. It's in Simon Toth Nun Hey Sivkot and Ches. Davni Nezner wanted to say that it could be what type of avodah were the Kehanim allowed to do in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos? It was only the avodah Sibur, right? Korban is Sibur. Korban Yochid is not Korban on Shabbos. Yontif, it's a Shaila, but Shabbos obviously not. So it had to be Dafka, a Korban Sibur. So listen to Davni Nezer's Chiddush. He said that the Korban Sibur was paid for how? By the Machzas HaShekel. We know that Noshim were potter from the Machzas HaShekel. If Noshim are potter from the Machzas HaShekel, that means they have no chelik in the Karbonos Sibur. If they have no chelik in the Karbonos Sibur, that means an Ish is not a Bar Chiyuv, Ziyot Nishkain Shaychis mit their carbon. And if she has no Shaychis, this carbon, how could she do the Shechita on this carbon? So La'ayulav, if a Zar would do the Shechita on Shabbos, maybe it would be fine. Not like the, you have no Raya from the Suya to the Shara Melch. But here we're not just talking about Zar, we're talking about a Shechita. And Bal Karchach, we're talking about Karbonos Sibur. And Noshim have no chelik in the Karbanos Sibur. So he said, Gevaldik, if Noshim have no chelik in the Karbanos Sibur, then L'chayr, this is a very, very... Now, Lamai said, Avnei Nezer, he goes on and he says, so why can't the Isha then be a shliach al kaponim for everybody else? So he says, because for that already you would need Arvus, and we know there's no Arvus benoshim. Now, what does it mean there's no Arvus benoshim? So that's, of course, the Machloik is Dogum Revolver, Reb Kiva Eger, right in Hilchis Kiddush, Ben Gay, the Rosh in the third parak, in the Sugya Brech Samazin, where the Noyde Behud understood in the Rosh that Noshim have no Arvus, Reb Kiva Eger was chelik. But the bottom line is, you have to know, but what does Arvus have to do with Shlichus, right? This is Arvus? Arvus usually is when you're being mitzi somebody with something. If an Isha would do a Shechita, that would be a Maisa Arvus. To me, it sounds like it would be more of a Maisa Shlichus. The Maisa, Saisur of David Yoel Weiss, he brings this Avni Nezer, and he says it's Mestaber and it's Yetochen, I mean, for sure, that this is what the Kozhuk Lava Goy meant in one fleeting comment in Shailos Achuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelik Aleph, it's Simen Kuf Chof Aleph. It's Mamish, in the middle of a very, very long tshuva. If you want to look it up, it's in the middle of he throws in one line. Here's the line. The noshim loy havi lem chelik bekarbonis sibur. The ein mitzuvah bazek kemavur sanhedrin on aleph amin aleph. One line. Zogt Rav David Yoel Weiss. What does he mean? He means the Rebbe Davni Nezer. That's what he means. He means because his Rebbe, his greater Rebbe Davni Nezer, he was Meichiach from the Sugya, not the Shara Melech. Shara Melech himself wasn't Meichiach, the Shara Melech from the Sugya. He was Meichiach something else. What Shteta is, Shteta that Isha has no chelik in a carbon tzibah. Because she has no chelik in the carbon tzibah, therefore she can't do the Shchita. But the bottom line is, Tos Shteta in Davni Nezer, Tos Shteta in Kajagol Avagoy, and Hashem Yim Kam Dami. This would be another answer. Just to be mefakvik, one ha'arim. And that is, the truth is like this. This chap, that being that women were parted from Machsa Shekel, so maybe they shouldn't have a chelik and karbon and sibur, this we know already. So you do a b'shem the besamim rosh, right? Besamim rosh, ve'in kam v'kam v'laharech. But it's you do a b'shem the besamim rosh, that the besamim rosh said that even though nashem achayiv and tefillah, but at the same time, they're parted from karbon musaf. And the reason is because tefillah's musaf. Because tefillah's musaf was connected to karbon musaf. Karbon musaf was a karbon sibur. The karbon sibur was paid for by the machzah shekel. Nashem were parted from the machzah shekel. And it's for that reason they're parted. And it's brought down in Shulchan. Kivegan is agoyis in Shulchan Aruch, says, I am besamim rosh. Right? There's a lot of raid about besamim rosh. Kivegan Kiddur brings in. In a bunch of places, one of the times. The Rebbe Kivega, since I am the Sefer B'Samim Reich, with regards to this Chiddush, that Noshim, a potter from Tfilas HaMosef. It's actually interesting, because the Noyde Behud in Dagom Ravava, he also says that Noshim, a potter from Mosef, but he says for a different reason, because the Gemara says in Brachas Tavchav, that Noshim, a chayiv in Tfilah. Says the Gemara Pshita. Now, now the time I would have thought Be'er B'Boyki B'Tzarayim. I would have thought it's a mitzvah sesesh as Mangarama. Tam Kamash Malon. Hel V'Rachminenu. Being that Tfilas Rachamim. So even though it's a mitzvah sesesh as Mangarama, still they're going to be chayv. So said the Noyde B'Yehuda is Lafizem Musif is not Rachmi. Tfilas Musif is not Rachmi. It's a carbon Musif. That's what it is. It's not Rachmi. It's connected to carbon. I mean that it's not Rachmi. So what you're left with is that it's a mitzvah sesesh as Mangarama. Like the Gemara in the Havamina thought all Tfilas should be mitzvah sesesh as Mangarama. And it's for that reason Noshim are going to be. But the bottom line is, Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musaf, because they're potter from the carbon Musaf, because they're potter from the Machzah Shekel. So really, this idea that Noshim don't have a chelik in the carbon Sibur, we knew. But it's a little bit tzarech beer. Stamazai, it's a little bit tzarech beer, this Besamim Reich. And the reason is, because we know all Tfilas were really connected to Midim Tiknon. And Noshim Achayiv and Tfilah. So Tfilas really connected the carbon Tamim. Right, we recently spoke out with that Barbanel, the Nefesh HaChayim and Shar Beis. But all Tfilah is connected to Tmidim. And the Tmidim are Karbanoi Tzibor. And Karbanoi Tzibor from the Machzah Shekel. And Noshim are part of the Machzah Shekel. So maybe Noshim should be part of all Tfilah. It's not only true for Musaf. If only the Musaf was a carbon Tzibor. Oh, so that's a good chap. This is connected, the carbon sibur. Noshim didn't have shaykhs to the carbon because of the machzah shekel. Maybe they should be potter. But really, all tefillahs connected to midim. So if all tefillahs connected to midim, so again, this is not obviously mekoymei laharich, but at the same time, this is definitely a ar. But that's another mahalach, how to maybe answer this question. The pshat is, being that the only time avoid is mut in the base of mikdash is where it's a carbon sibur, noshim have no chelik in. Why not? Because it was funded and paid for by the machzah shekel, and noshim were potter from machzah shekel. So if that's the case, then not a bar chiyuva. If they're not a bar chiyuva, maybe it's related to no narvis benoshim, no shlichas. If you're not a bar chiyuva, you can't get involved in this. Dvarim atikin, this is the second mahalach. But then Rav W.I. Weiss said that li nira, maybe you could say a third mahalach to answer this kasha, and we're going to end with this. And that is, if you take a look at the Evan Ezra, and this is in the parish of Shchutei Chutz. So the parish of Shchutei Chutz is tucked away in parish of Zachary Mois. It says, "Va'yidaber shama Moshe lemer, daber al haharin vel bono vel kol bnei Yisrael, v'yamar talem ze adov ashtziv Hashem lemer." And you have the parish of Shchutei Chutz. So the parish of Shchutei Chutz was set to all of Klal Yisrael, but it starts with daber al haharin vel bono vel kol bnei Yisrael. Evan Ezra says, "Daber al haharin vel bono ki hem hashoichdem liYisrael," because they're the ones that shechted for Klal Yisrael. The Cheskuni says it a little sharp. He has one word. The Cheskuni and Evan Ezra, they parallel each other a lot. But the Cheskuni adds one word. Dabra laharu v'albanov, ki hema sheikhtim b'midbar. They're the ones that checked in the midbar. What does this mean? So said Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita, that lean nearer, that this Cheskuni and a little bit that Evan Ezra as well are a mekar nemon to a yisoid that the Gedolei Achroinim said in different places. Different Achroinim. Who are these Achroinim? Is his list. The Toldos Adam. That's Rav Zalmula Mivalajin, right? That's Rav Shlomo Zalman from Valajin, Chaim Valajin's famous other brother. The Archadosh, Rav Meir Shapiro, and Shaios Shuvas, Eir Amer, Simim and Ches, the Sifsei Tzadik and Parshas Baloischa, Usio. Dalar brings up Hashem the Chedush Arin, and the Gedolei Achroinim wanted to say all the Mechadidim, right? There's a Tzad HaShava between all these Goinim that we just mentioned. They all had these Chaps, but the bottom line is, right, these Chidudim, but they all wanted to say a very big Chedush, and that is that even though Shechitik Sheir Bazar, Yesh Loimar, that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no Shechitik Sheir Bazar. Why? How could you even say something like this? So they wanted to say fire, because Tosis brings throughout Shas, specifically Zvachim Yodalad Amidez, B'Shem Derime Orleans, Hashem Yim Kamdamai. That why was it, right? Spoken about Derime Orleans. Hashem Yim Kamdamai, that why is it that Shechita Lav Avoidehi? Because Shechita is not exclusive to Kachem. Because you find Shechita by Chulin as well, right? All Chulin you need a Shech. That means the Maisa Shechita is just the Maisa that's being Machsher this Lachila. It's not a Avoide Kabbalah. Where do you find the Kabbalah? Oh, by Kachem you find Kabbalah. Haylach Azrika. But Shechita, being that you find it by Chulin, said the Derime Orleans, that's the Makar. That's how we know that Shechita Lav Avoidehi. So the aforementioned Gedolei Yisrael wanted a taina that it could be. We know this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva and Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Were you allowed to eat pasa taiva or were you not allowed to eat pasa taiva? Loit under, you were not allowed to eat pasa taiva, which means there was no shchitas chulin when the Yidden were in the Midbar. All there was shchitas kachin. So if there was no shchitas chulin, so then you didn't have the taina of the Rime Orleans, and if that's the case, it could be shchita was an avoid. Now avad, it's a chiddush, because pasha you learn the fact that the shchita by chulin is not a siba, it's a simen, and at the end of the day there would be a time where vizavachta, you'd be allowed to eat chulin, and if that's the case, that's a simen. But said the Gedolei Yisrael that if you hold that there was no shchita in the Midbar, then it comes out in Cheshbon, based on the Rime Orleans, that Shechita should be an Avoida. So said Reb David Yoel Weiss, it's Pasha, that's this Cheskuni. Dabra Alaharim Valbanov, Kihema Shoichtim B'Midbar. See, the Ebenezer doesn't say it so sharp. Kihema Shoichtim L'Yisrael. Right, that's probably the way it was. Oh, but Kihema Shoichtim B'Midbar, maybe there's a little bit of a doggish on the Midbar. Because in the Midbar, that way, anyway, it's a Shein Amar Mokim. But the bottom line is, he said, L'Fiza Yeishloimar, it's true. It's true that Shechita Lav Avoidi. And if that's the case, the Zohar is allowed to do Shechita. And if that's the case, the Isha is allowed to do Shechita. And if that's the case, maybe the Zohar and the Isha would all be allowed to do Shechita even on Shabbos. If that's the case, what's Pashup Shad and this Havamin and this passing of Parshas Emor? Teretz was Negei when the Yidden were in the Midbar. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, that's where it would have been Chaldas Havamina. It would have been Chaldas Havamina during that Kufa Al Kopanim. That Kufa where only Koyin was allowed to do Shechita, but the Froy was not allowed to do Shechita. So Solketai Techamina, therefore, if she's Mechal Shabbos, we should upgrade her Misa from Skila to Sreifa. Kamash Malon Kisechal is nice. Now, Ledoiris, could there be such a Havamina? No, because Ledoiris, she also would be Mutta, but there's a time not. So therefore, I need to know for that Kufa that this is the way it is. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk Liznois was Negea, that Kufa, the Yidden in the Midbar, that's the time the Torah was given. So during that Kufa, Shechita wasn't. The bottom line is we have this diak. What's the diak? We have a diak over here where the Gemara said that it could be a Koyen's Shabbos is going to be less chomer than a Bas Koyen's Shabbos. And the reason is because a Koyen's allowed to do the Avoida on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, a Bas Koyen is not. Shtelzich the Shailo, why? Shechita Lav Avoidehi, and it means it's Ksher Bazar, it means it's Ksher Benoshim, and Isha could do the Avoida. Three mahalachim. The first mahalach is based on the Shara Melech's famous diak in Rashi, Yavam Islam, and Gimel Amadeus, that even if Shechita Lav Avoidehi, but at the same time, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos, because maybe you need the Avoide in order for it to be Doicha Shabbos, whatever the lum this is. But the bottom line is, it's a Rashi, Yavam Islam, and Gimel, and Rachreim, and Takash Teltsu, the Sugyun, and Aleph, and Aleph. That would be one mahalach. Another mahalach would be based on the Sochet Shavagoyin, the Avinezne, and the Kozhag Lavagoyin. Hashem Yim Kam Damai, and that is that it could be being that the only time that a Voida is Doicha Shabbos is if it's a Karban Sibur. So although maybe a Zar would be able to do the Shechita, but not an Isha, because Noshim don't have a Chelik in Karban Sibur. Because Karban Sibur were paid for by the Machsa HaShekel, and Noshim didn't have a Chelik in the Machsa HaShekel. Inami, based on this Chiddush from different Gedolei Yisrael, that said that in the Midbar, it could be Shechita was not Ksheir Bazar. So at least during that Kufa, only a Kayin was allowed to do it, not an Isha. So that's where you find that Kula with regards to a Kayin over a Bas Kayin.